Join in, join in, join
Nir,
in.
Niratso, may I invite you to do the Bible reading, please?
Thank you. Good morning, church. The reading of today is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 35, starting from verse 1 until 15. I will be reading from the New Translation. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Then God said to Jacob, "Get ready and move to Bethel and settle there. Build an altar there to the God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau." So Jacob told everyone in his household, "Get rid of all your pagan idols. Purify yourselves and put on clean clothing. We are now going to Bethel, where I will build an altar to the God who answered my prayers when I was in distress. He has been with me wherever I have gone." So they gave Jacob all their pagan idols and earrings, and he buried them under the great tree near Shechem. As they set out, a terror from God spread over the people in all the towns of that area, so no one attacked Jacob's family. Eventually, Jacob and his household arrived at Luz, also called Bethel, in Canaan. Jacob built an altar there and named the place El Bethel, which means God of Bethel, because God had appeared to him there when he was fleeing from his brother Esau. Soon after this, Rebekah's old nurse, Deborah, died. She was buried beneath the oak tree in the valley below Bethel. Ever since, the tree has been called Alon Bakuth, which means oak of weeping. Now that Jacob had returned from Paddan Aram, God appeared to him again at Bethel. God blessed him, saying, Your name is Jacob, but you will not be called Jacob any longer. From now on, your name will be Israel." So God renamed him Israel. Then God said, "I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. You will become a great nation, even many nations. Kings will be among your descendants, and I will give you the land I once gave to Abraham and Isaac. Yes, I will give it to you and your descendants after you." Then God went up from the place where he had spoken to Jacob. Jacob set up a stone pillar to make the mark the place where God had spoken to him. Then he poured wine over it as an offering to God and anointed the pillar with olive oil. Verse 15, and Jacob named the place Bethel, which means house of God, because God had spoken to him there. This is the word of the Lord.
Morning, church. We have just read a wonderful part of Genesis. It's the 13th part in the series of God Moves in Mysterious Ways about the life of Jacob. And what we read today is, I call it a new start. And we are very used to celebrate when we are doing a new start, for example, let me see if my PowerPoint works. Yeah. For example, when we celebrate the new year, we come together as family and or friends. We have fireworks. We plan good intentions for the next year and we look back on the previous year. And when I was young, when my family, my parents and my sisters and brother and me all sat together to celebrate the new year, my father always read a Bible part in a psalm. There are some psalms in the Bible that specifically talk about new things, old and new. And so he read those and then prayed for, give thanks for the last year and prayed for the next year. So that was a tradition in our family, and that was nice. Also, in on another new year that I experienced is a Chinese New Year, where Chinese friends come together, they eat dumpling together. Also fireworks, children get pocket money for the next year. So again, it's like standing still and look back and look forward. And yeah, it is a special event. And we have more of those, when we have our birthday, we look back on our last year and celebrate that we are 1 year older. So we are used to sit still and reflect when there's a new beginning. And this part in the Bible, when I read it for the first time, I thought, okay, how can I have a sermon on this? It's just Jacob is called to go back to Bethel and give God an offering. That's it. But when you look very careful, this is a very special moment, a special moment in Jacob's life, but it's also a special moment in history. So let's read the first verse. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother." This is a key verse. God tells Jacob, now it's time to go back to Bethel, because he has been there before. And there you make an altar to me. That's what God said, to me. I appear to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. It's a new phase in Jacob's life. God starts something new. And I want to give three lessons or three aspects of this new phase in the next sections. N, E, and W, three parts. We see that Jacob was already in Bethel before. That is, before he fled to Laban, after he Esau wanted to kill him, he fled from Esau to Laban, and during that journey, God appeared to him at Bethel, and he had a dream where he saw a ladder going up into heaven. So he felt very close to God at that moment, and at that time he already called this place Bethel, and this time he does it again. So three lessons. Let's first have a look at the first one, new. And actually, I divided the part of Genesis that we read into three parts. The first four verses are about the end from new. No more false gods. And what we read is that you see a little bit of purification in the family of Jacob. He asked all his family members to get rid of idols, to get rid of the gods that they brought from their home place. And in Genesis 31, actually, we read, and I think that was in previous sermons, that Rachel brought some false gods, some gods, some idols from his father. She stole that from her father and brought it with her. And here you see that all these things, they are getting rid of. They were buried under the ground. And Jacob wants to, before he appears to God, and give him an offering, he wants to clean up his past. He wants to clean up and purify him and his family so he can appear clean before God. He also says, change your garments, wear new clothing. And he involves all his family. It's not just him, it's all his family, because his family is part of him. Just like we celebrate the new year, we sit together as family. Appearing before God is not just some easy thing. It is something that requires yourself to purify yourself. And you see that later when Moses is appearing before the burnt bushes, he also takes off his shoes because the ground where God is holy. So Jacob also realized that. So he purifies himself and his family before he appears before God. So that's one part. Huh? No more false gods, verses 1 to 4. Then the second one. Embrace God's path. And in verses 5, verse 13, we read about God's path for Jacob. What we see in this section is that Jacob is renamed from Jacob to Israel. And he will become a great nation of chosen people. And this was already promised to Abraham and already to Isaac. And now Jacob also received a promise. And he says, from now on, you will become a great nation with many people and a promised land. This name change also has some indication about that it's a new phase in Jacob's life. Jacob, the word Jacob, is derived from heel. When Jacob was born, he held the heel of his brother Esau. They were twins, but Esau came out first. But like Jacob held the heel of Jacob as of Esau, because in the future you also see that Jacob wanted to be the firstborn, and even as a baby he held the heel. It's a kind of symbol. So in all his life until now, Jacob wrestled with his brother. We read that in Genesis 25, verse 26, when Jacob and Esau were born. First, afterwards, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Esau was born first, but Jacob held the heel of Esau. He was struggling because Jacob wanted to be the firstborn to receive the blessing as God promised. And you see, in all his life until now, Jacob wrestled with Esau. He betrayed his father to get the firstborn blessing. And then Esau tried to chase him, and Jacob fled away, far away to Laban. He married Rachel and Leah, and then went back and then met Esau. And he made up with Esau at that time. And he also made up with Laban, because Laban also had betrayed him, like he let him marry Leah first before Rachel. So there was a lot of fights between Esau and him and Laban and him, but it's all made up. It's all made right. But it was a wrestle for Jacob until this moment. But now he's renamed to Israel. And Israel, the meaning of Israel, means to wrestle with God. No longer he will wrestle with his brother, but he will wrestle with God. He will have a life that is led by God, but it will not be easy. God doesn't use perfect people. It's always a wrestle, a struggle to follow God's path. But here at this moment, God says, now is the time to start what I have promised for so long, to start Israel. And Israel, until now, has been wrestling with God, right? We see that the people of Israel, they don't have it easy. They are at war all the time. They have been suppressed. It's always a struggle to be to follow the path of God. But one thing can be sure, and we also read that in this section, that God prepares the road ahead. We read that in verse 5. And let's look at verse 5 again. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob is entering the promised land, and of course there will be a lot of resistance when such a big group of people is entering the land of others. But God makes sure that they can arrive, that they will not have resistance on this path. God prepares the road ahead to arrive where you are called, because God called Jacob to go to Bethel. the life of Jacob is now moved or to become the life of Israel. Something in the past has completed. Jacob has learned his lessons, and now he can look forward to starting the nation of Israel. And the last part is the W of worship him. In verse 14 and 15, we see that Jacob is worshiping God. Bethel actually means the house of God. Eh? We have also read it. It means the house of God. So Jacob is traveling towards the house of God to meet God and to worship him. And what you read in these two verses, and I want to read it again just to refresh our memories. In verse 14 we read, so Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him Bethel. You see that Jacob is making a drink offering. You know, when we celebrate New Year, at the moment the New Year starts, we raise our glass of champagne and we have a drink together. So we celebrate a new start with a drink. And you could see this drink offering like that. Huh? A drink offering in the Bible means it's an offering to God when God's work is completed. It sounds strange, it's like a new beginning. How is God's work completed? I think, in a sense, Jacob had to learn a few lessons first. He did a lot of wrong things in the past years. He betrayed his father. He needed to learn a few lessons, not to rely on himself, but to rely on God. And this moment is a moment where God's lessons to Jacob are taught. They came into his mind and he realized it, that he needed to learn a lot of lessons before he could become Israel. And the promise for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is restored. And a new phase is starting where Israel is born. So it's a kind of a drink offering. God's work is completed, but it will also start something new. So we have seen three different items, three different lessons. When you appear before God, no more false gods. Purify. Jacob purified himself. And then he received the message about God's path for him. To embrace it. Embrace God's path. And worship him. A new beginning. So, in our lives, sometimes we also have moments where we can start new again with God. And we have maybe went astray for a while and realized that it's time to go back to God. And then you can apply this. What do you need to do when you start new again with God? First, get rid of the things that distract you from him. And maybe there are false gods in your life, in my life. And we start new again, get rid of them. They were probably the reason why we went astray. Get rid of the things that distract you from God. And embrace what God taught us. What lies ahead of us is God's path. Embrace it. The lessons that you have learned by this time, apply them to your life. And look forward to the things that God is bringing on your path again. And never forget, at such a moment, we need to do that every day to worship God, but at such a moment where you realize, I'm starting anew again with God, worship him and give thanks for the lessons he has taught me, he has taught you. Give thanks for his completed work and look forward to what God will bring to us. Today is a very short message in my feeling, but what I want to emphasize is that we have moments in our life where we need to start new again with God. No more false gods. Embrace God's path for you and worship him. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you, Lord, that you are always there to start new again with us. Lord, in the life of Jacob, you have taught him so many lessons. And in the section that we read, you start anew with him, a new path. Lord, and we can learn from that, Lord. Lord, help us that when we are astray from him, from you, Lord, that we turn back and start a new moment with you. Lord, it's so easy to be distracted by the things of this world. We need those moments where we realize that it's time to go back to you and follow your path again. Lord, thank you that you are a God that always waits for us, that always wants to start anew again with us, to fulfill your promises. Lord, and until you return, that is what we want, Lord, to follow you, to embrace your path. Father God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for the word that you give to us. And it's so rich. And there are so many lessons to be learned from your word, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, that you gave me this lesson to start anew with you again. Thank you for who you are, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lolly will now lead us in the offertory song.